100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. It is Woman Crush Wednesday, my favorite day of the week. And we have a wonderful woman crush on the phone right now. Kelsey Ballerini. How are you, girl?
Hi. Happy Woman Crush Wednesday. Oh, this is exciting.
Ma'am. I know. I'm just so pumped that you're able to talk to us. And
no, I love it. Honored.
Love it, girl. Well, you have a single out right now called Half of My Hometown. It's so good. It's with Kenny Chesney. I know y'all are both from Knoxville. So, like, kind of, like, give us a little rundown on that single.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So, I wrote this with a couple of my songwriter friends. And as soon as we wrote it, and, you know, it says Half of Me will always be Knoxville, Tennessee at the end of it. And I looked at them and I'm like, would it be so crazy to ask Kenny Chesney to be a part of this song? And a lot of them had worked with him before, and they're like, he's wonderful. The worst that can happen is he says no. So I texted it to him the day we wrote it. I sent him the demo, and I just said, like, I know you have hometown pride like I do, and I know we were raised really similarly, and let me know if this hits you. And he signed on to do it the very next day. And it's just, like, I remember driving around Knoxville when I was a kid and hearing songs like I Go Back on the radio and thinking, like, how insane and cool it was that someone that was on the radio was thinking about the place that I was living in. And so it just feels very full circle and super cool and cosmic.
So we had seen that you FaceTimed Kenny Chesney the first time that you heard the song on the radio. Can you kind of give us a rundown how that conversation went?
I want to FaceTime Kenny Chesney.
Me too.
You know what? Hey, we've become such good buddies since we've done the song together. We FaceTime every time something with it happens because we're so excited. And so, yeah, I heard it the other day, and I took a few minutes just to myself because I always, it feels like Christmas morning. Like, it never gets old. This is, like, God, like, my 10th single or something, and still every time I hear it for the first time, I lose my breath for a minute. It's crazy. And so I took a moment, and then I was like, I have to share this with him. So I called him, and he's at one of his awesome houses somewhere awesome in the world by a beach, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, he's great.
Another thing that we love, your TikTok.
Yes, oh, we are obsessed.
Thanks, guys. I was just on it trying to think, like, what should I do next? Because I've taken a break. Because I don't know what else to do. I'm out of ideas. If I start dancing on TikTok, that's how you know I've hit a level of boredom that is going to be hard to bounce back from.
Oh, my God. If you're ever down in Baton Rouge with us, we try to do the TikTok thing. So we'll have to learn a TikTok dance and, like,
oh, my gosh,
do it together.
That'd be so awful. I'm not going to lie to you. That'd be just bad.
No, I definitely, during, like, the original, like, quarantine, I tried to learn the Savage Dance and a couple of them, and they're just living in my draft. They'll never see the light of day.
Oh, my God. I did the same thing, and I'm just, the coordination, it just doesn't.
Yeah,
work.
So no, same.
I kind of wanted to ask you about the ACM Awards. Your dress.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Oh, dang. What
was the process to choose that, like, amazing dress? Like, when you put it on, was it, like, a wedding dress? You're like, this is it?
Fittings are so much fun because I never really, I just kind of try on anything. And then it is, it's like you put it on, you're like, oh, I feel the most confident in this one, you know? And for me, it used to be like, okay, which dress is, like, the coolest designer? Or, like, okay, which dress is, like, the trendiest? And now it really is just like, I feel like I want to feel walking a red carpet in this. I feel comfortable and confident and all those things that you want to feel when you're getting your picture taken. So, yeah, I just, whatever I feel best in is the one I choose. But that one was really fun to wear.
Oh, my God, it was beautiful.
It was. I love the green.
Thanks, guys.
So, Brittany and I are obsessed with Hole in the Bottle.
Yeah. just like the story of our life.
Exactly. So, how did that song come about? So fun, and every time it comes on, I'm like, this is my life. So
it came about probably exactly how you picture it coming about. Me and my friends were drinking wine,
right?
I honestly, it's so funny, I thought I was completely done with the album. I had written over 100 songs. I had, like, a working track list going, and I did one last weekend to just make sure that I had written everything I wanted to write. And it was the very last night. We had written, like, 6 other songs, and we went out to dinner, me and a couple of my songwriter friends, and we had a lot of wine, lot of wine, and got back to the house we were staying at and just sloppily wrote it. And the next day I listened to it, and I was like, this song is going to be so much fun to sing live which is ironic because I still haven't gotten to do it. It ended up kind of finishing out the record, and it's something I haven't really done before. It's like a really fun sound, and I hadn't done a drinking song, so it was time.
Oh my God, it's perfect.
Yeah, everybody needs a good drinking song, so.
That's right.
Well, girl, we love you. And
absolutely.
We love the single, and we love Hole in the Bottle, and thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us for Woman Crush Wednesday.
Anytime, guys. Happy Wednesday. It is also Wine Wednesday, so cheers.
That is right.
Wine Wednesday.
We got to infuse that into our Woman Crush Wednesday segment.
Oh, done. Done. I'm going to go grab the bottle right now.
Go get it.
Perfect.
I know there's some down the hallway.
Pour one for me, too.
Yes.
For sure.
100.7 The Tiger.